Welcome to Compliance Carousel. Today we are covering this episode. Welcome back to Compliance Carousel, where we make California HR compliance not just understandable, but dare I say, kind of exciting. I'm your host, Sarah, and today's episode is going to blow your mind, especially if you're a small business owner. Here's the deal. There's a good chance your payroll might be breaking California law. Not because you're careless or your HR team isn't doing their job, but because California has a payroll rule so complex, even payroll software often gets it wrong.
Oh, absolutely, Sarah. And this is not just a hypothetical scenario. Businesses, big and small, are getting slapped with lawsuits left and right because of this.
Right? And the culprit here is something called the regular rate of pay. But before we get into the weeds, let me introduce today's guest. We're joined by Dr. Michael Chen, an HR compliance expert with decades of experience. Dr. Chen, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Sarah. I am so pumped to dig into this topic today because, let's be real, it's costing businesses millions of dollars, and most of them don't even know it's happening.
Okay, so give us the hook. Why should every employer listening right now care about the regular rate of pay?
Here's why. If you've got employees in California who get bonuses, allowances, or stipends, anything beyond their hourly rate, there's a good chance your overtime calculations are wrong. And that opens the door to lawsuits, PAGA claims, and penalties that can go back years. It's a ticking time bomb.
Wow, okay, let's dive in. Why is this such a big issue right now?
Because of two things, Sarah. Court rulings and complexity. In 2021, the California Supreme Court made a landmark decision in Farrah v. Lowe's Hollywood Hotel. They said meal and rest break penalties have to be paid at the regular rate of pay, not just the hourly wage. And guess what? That decision was retroactive.
Retroactive? Oh no, so employers were suddenly on the hook for years of back pay?
Exactly. Imagine thinking you've done everything right. Then bam, you're looking at legal exposure for something you didn't even know you were doing wrong. And the regular rate of pay? It's not just the hourly wage. It's a blended weighted average of all qualifying compensation. Bonuses, allowances, everything.
That sounds insanely complicated. How are employers supposed to keep track of all that?
Well, that's the problem. California law requires employers to calculate this on a per work week basis, not per pay period, per work week. And most payroll software simply isn't built to handle this level of nuance.
Okay, this already feels overwhelming. Let's break it down. What exactly is the regular rate of pay?
Great question. Most employers think it's just the hourly wage. If someone earns $20 an hour, they think overtime is $30 an hour. Simple, right?
Makes sense so far.
But here's the thing. California says no. The regular rate of pay is a blended rate. It's the total compensation an employee earns in a work week divided by the total hours they worked. So if you've got bonuses, cell phone stipends, or say a boot allowance in play, all of that has to be factored in.
Okay, so it's not just the hourly rate, it's everything.
Right. Anything that's considered non-discretionary, meaning it's promised or expected, has to be included. And here's where it gets tricky. Even payments like a flat cell phone stipend, if it's not tied to actual expenses, it's considered compensation under California law.
Let's put this into perspective. Give us a real-world example of how this plays out.
Sure. I had a client, a manufacturing company. They gave employees a quarterly bonus based on performance. Sounds great, right? But they didn't include that bonus in their regular rate of pay calculations. Fast forward a few years, and they were slapped with a PAGA lawsuit. They ended up owing over $500,000 in back pay and penalties. $500,000.
Oh my gosh, and this could have been prevented?
Completely. They just didn't know. Their payroll software wasn't catching the issue and no one had flagged it. That's what drives me crazy about this. Most of these cases are preventable. The law is crystal clear, but nobody tells small businesses how to comply until it's too late.
What are the most common mistakes you see employers making?
Number one, ignoring non-discretionary bonuses. They pay them out, but they don't blend them into the regular rate. Number two, allowances like cell phone or tool stipends. A flat $50 payment? That's compensation under California law. Most payroll systems don't factor that in at all.
And the third mistake?
This one's huge. Not calculating the regular rate per work week. If you're running biweekly payroll, you can't just average across 2 weeks. Each work week is a separate calculation. Hours change, bonuses change. It all changes.
So essentially, even when employers are trying to follow the rules, they're still skipping steps that leave them open to lawsuits.
Exactly. And the worst part? PAGA lawsuits can go back 3 years, sometimes 4 years if it's tied to a class action. That one small mistake can snowball into hundreds of thousands, even millions, in penalties.
Honestly, that is terrifying. What does this look like financially for a small business?
Let me break it down. Say you have 50 employees. Each one misses a few meal breaks, and your regular rate calculations are off by, let's say, a dollar per hour. Over 3 years, that small difference adds up to over $500,000 in exposure, and we haven't even factored in attorney fees or PAGA penalties yet.
Wow, okay, I get it. This is serious. But you mentioned earlier something about software. How is payroll software getting this wrong?
Oh, this is my favorite part because it's so frustrating. Most payroll systems calculate overtime as 1.5 times the base hourly rate. They completely ignore bonuses and allowances and meal break penalties. They pay those at the base rate too. It looks fine on the paycheck, but the math is wrong.
So employers think they're compliant, but the software is leading them astray.
Exactly. And you know who gets sued? Not the payroll company, the employer. The liability is 100% on you. That's why I always say you can't blindly trust your payroll software. You have to know what the law requires.
Okay, so how can employers protect themselves? What steps should they take right now?
Number one, audit your pay practices. Look at how you're calculating the regular rate. Number two, review your bonuses and allowances. Are they being blended into the rate? And number three, work with a partner like EaseWorks, who actually gets California compliance right.
That's such a good point. It's not about doing more work. It's about having the right system in place.
Exactly. And here's my biggest takeaway. Compliance isn't optional. The risks are too high. But the good news is, when you get this right, it's not just about avoiding lawsuits. It's about treating your employees fairly and building trust.
I love that. Dr. Chen, thank you so much for unpacking this for us today. For our listeners, if you're wondering whether your payroll is compliant, visit easeworks.com or call 888-843-0880. Don't wait until it's too late.
Thanks, Sarah. And to everyone listening, remember, compliance doesn't have to be scary. It just has to be done right.
And that's a wrap on this episode of Compliance Carousel. See you next time. Thanks for listening to Compliance Carousel. See you next time.